I don't know quite how to put into words some of the thoughts that I've had today, but I'll give it a go. Today I made a trip up to Toowoomba from Brisbane, and that was to see family friends who I needed to get some face-to-face time with and just catch up. On the way up, I was prepared to see the things that I'd already seen around Goodna and a number of those areas that just turned brown with all the floodwater, and not a lot's changed in some of those areas. But the further I went west, the more telling the destruction was as you go through some of those areas that you know are low-lying. The debris on the fence lines and in trees, the trees now laying over, the change of the landscape on a road that I drive on a regular basis was evident. I'd been listening to the UHF truck channel on the way up and learned that the drive up from Withcott to the top of the Toowoomba Range was taking some over an hour. So I took the opportunity to take the back road up through Murphy's Creek. This road I know quite well, and I've travelled it literally hundreds of times. I've spent time in Murphy's Creek camping and all down through that neck of the woods. As a young child, we even fossicked for gemstones in Murphy's Creek. But it was a shock to drive through that area of Postman's Ridge. Places which were now just slabs, clearly where houses were, in an area that I would never have dreamed would be affected by a torrent of water. There were signs on the side of the road thanking people for their efforts and the support. There were fires burning, which were burning debris, and also with the rather pungent smell of something that was not wood. Clearly there were still carcasses of animals being found and needing to be disposed of. Rather somber thoughts as I drove along the road. As I headed down through an area that I was very familiar with, I looked across to the right to a viaduct which was a railway crossing, and that area of the creek that I've always known it as has been less than sort of 5 metres across and a beautiful tree-lined area. It's been sculpted by the water into this very, very visible yellow-white scar of rocks and sand, the entire width of the viaduct. One can only imagine the power of the water and the debris that carved that out. As I went through the township of Murphy's Creek itself, the debris in the fence lines around the railway line was really evident. The undercutting of the railway itself and the work of the railway workers trying to get the railway line back together to allow commerce to flow from Toowoomba back down. I'm sure that work, based on the photos that I've seen, will take some months, many months to come. It's a hive of activity on that road, lots of roadworks, traffic control, line marking, dozers, graders, all doing their work to try and rehabilitate the road to a point where it can be used safely. I'm still somewhat speechless about what I saw at that particular time. Up in Toowoomba, I sat and had a coffee very near where you saw that video footage of cars going down and hitting trees where people were to be rescued, and realised that where I was sitting was only about the same level where the water went to, and it was very, very difficult for my mind to comprehend that. I'm a born and bred Toowoomba boy, and I've seen that area flood, but never with that ferocity. Coming back home, I felt the need for a call of nature, so I pulled into where I usually would, and that's a little area where a toilet is at Helidon, down at the creek. And it was so different. It was bare of any grass. A lot of the trees were there. And the toilet block was gone, so was the pump station down near the edge, and that grassed area where we used to have picnics and play cricket right down near the water's edge was now, it looked like the moraine of a glacier. It was just mind-boggling to see, and the debris up in the top of the trees and the damage that must have occurred to the houses on the other side is just breathtaking. It's a rather poignant moment of I don't know what it is. I just look at the area of the damage and just wonder what it must have been like to be there. My thoughts are for those that didn't make it through it. May they rest in peace.